Get going. It's fucking just good to.
You guys are in for a fucking absolute treat.
Because this is a big one.
This is a big one.
It's a It's one of our most.
We're introducing a new system, and you guys are sure to be excited about.
You're going to love it. It's going to revolutionize the way the podcast is done.
It's a little ladybug egg timer I found in the kitchen.
Yeah. Because we don't want.
Should I get into breeding ladybugs?
Fuck. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move up to the Berkshires and open a ladybug store.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What? What was that face?
Nothing. So someone off mic was gesturing towards me. And
Adam found the Jewish hat that he was really excited about, but it was $30.
There was a collection of Jewish hats, and they were all $29.
That's kind of like a riddle.
Yes, it is.
You know, or a paradox.
Yeah. I was kind of stuck staring at the hat, holding it in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of broke me for a good. What was it?
Sorry.
Oh, you're coming up with timer noises.
Trying to figure out which one to go with.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that one because it's my morning.
It feels nice, though. It's cute.
Yeah, the you associate that with
Yeah,
that.
But I'm I don't know how to switch it.
Oh, you just go to...
I tried that.
Really?
But my wake-up shit's controlled by the... I updated iOS, and now it treats me like a baby. It's like, it's bedtime. Now it's snack time. There's different focus modes.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
That one's cool.
Yeah, I like that one. That's the worst morning alarm is that one.
The golden eye alarm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn. You know what? You guys keep going. I'm going to close my eyes and just replay golden eye in my mind.
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
Yeah. Hold so on. Level Next. One, what is that? That's the...
The dam.
The silo?
The dam.
The dam.
The silo. Here, someone never played golden eye.
Yep. What was it? The...
He's like, oh, I never read James Bond's other book.
Is that? That was the one.
I never read Charles James Mills. Bond's other book, Helter Skelter.
All right, now we're back on that.
It was really funny.
Yeah, you know, that was kind of the equivalent of when I used to listen to people in sixth grade describe the movie Scary Movie, which I hadn't seen yet.
Yep. I did that for a while,
and
too.
Then I would
with Scary Movie.
I would have to do that with, like, literally everything.
You didn't see stuff?
I didn't see stuff.
But Scary Movie sounded...
I saw movies, but, like, not having cable was big, and then, I think that mostly did it.
Yeah.
Music, I didn't know shit about music.
Yeah, no, not having cable, and also my mom watching... What I watched like a hawk.
Yeah, but really? I also had to do with academic stuff.
She didn't let you in rated R?
So people are talking about algebra.
Oh, yeah,
I know all about X.
Yeah, X.
X, I know about that.
Yeah, I can solve for that, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Why don't you tell me what you think the answer is first, and I'll tell you.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'll tell you if you're
that's
right.
That was my favorite part, too. Yeah. Doing that. Be like, no, dude, I love that part, too.
Yeah.
And then completely, and then, like, sort of remembering one part and then turning it into a completely different thing.
Yeah.
Like the guy, remember the Scary Movie 2, the guy with the hand, the little hand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would just create a whole other character with a different hand. I'm like, yeah, I just love when he got in the car with the little hand.
The hand guy.
Just taking shots, hoping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shout out to the lady, the girl with the red hair in Scary Movie 2. Who was so hot.
I remember in sixth grade boys just bragging about the scene about Carmen Electra getting her clothes ripped off. Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. But I hadn't seen it yet. It was rated R.
Should we watch Scary Movie? It's not rated R, is it?
I think it is.
No. It is rated R.
It is?
Yeah, it's scary.
But you don't see tits in it.
It's scary. Yeah, they do.
No, I don't think so.
Do they?
I thought it was 13.
What's the one where they find out he has a baby penis? Remember that? The Polaroid? I got a baby dick.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marlon Wayans. Or no, is it Marlon? Who's the gay one, the secretly gay one?
Charlene Wayans.
Sean
Wayans, yeah. He makes his girlfriend wear football stuff
while they fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe, how many of the Wayans brothers do you think are gay?
Zero.
You don't think a single one of them is gay?
Well, I'm like a friend of the family, so I don't want to...
Are you?
Yeah.
Where'd you guys meet?
Well, it was family friends, so it was my parents were friends
Your
with them.
Your parents were friends with them.
So then we just, you know...
So you kind of grew up with Keenan Ivory.
Yeah. Keenan Ivory was my parents.
Little old... No, Keenan Ivory's their oldest brother. Well, you don't even
David Allen Greer is the oldest one, right?
The oldest brother, yeah. It's either him or Bill Cosby.
Yeah, Bill Cosby.
I think
David
he's the
Allen
oldest
Greer.
Wayans brother.
It's Sean true. And Serena Wayans.
Yeah.
Fucking.
They have any? No one's younger than Sean and Marlon. They're the youngest.
They have some cousins that are around.
Are they like stand-ups as well?
Oh yeah.
Everyone's eating.
Yeah. Everyone's eating, dude.
Everyone's eating.
I think they have like a lesbian cousin who I've seen around.
Nanette.
Yeah, Nanette Hannah Gadsby.
Wayans. Yeah.
Nanette Wayans.
You know, the book, The Great Gatsby, they're writing one about Hannah Gadsby.
Really?
Called The Terrible Gatsby.
That's good, man. That's
just
nice.
Dog shit Gatsby.
Yeah. The barely a public speaker. Yeah. Gatsby.
The unfuckable Hannah Gatsby. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you had to bring it there.
Yeah.
We were making qualitative judgments of her quality.
Mm-hmm. If I was
judged her body.
Listen, if I was into chicks, I'd definitely fuck her.
You'd fuck her?
Yeah.
That'd be your type?
Yeah. If I was into hot girls.
Pants filled by the entire warehouse of the Casper Mattress Company. the lower half is very solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I say pear-shaped. Mm-hmm. That's my euphemism for it.
Elvis is pear-shaped.
Hannah Gadsby looks like if Katie Lang was a lesbian.
That's good.
How about that?
That's very good. Bad.
How about just filing that paperwork in?
Yep.
Monday morning.
At the office of jokes.
Here's my jokes for the fucking day.
We're all a little sluggish. We've been eating like absolute dog shit for a couple days.
We really fell off the...
And we're only just beginning. I'm beginning to hit Super Saiyan mode.
Mm.
We're about to have the fellas in here. We're at the cabin, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's for you, it's December. For us, we won't say.
The house is going to be filled with a lot of guys.
Testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Real masculine energy.
We had a couple prostitutes come over last night, but those are the last females.
Yeah.
Besides my dog.
We ordered some of the best quality
Western Massachusetts Berkshire-style
whores.
Yeah. Great Barry, you know who's not allowed in Great Barrington is Great Hannah Gadsby.
That's yeah,
true.
She goes to Terrible Barrington. I wonder where she goes on vacation.
She probably goes to Terrible Barrier.
They got the Great Barrier Reef in Australia.
She doesn't go there.
She goes to the Terrible Barrier Reef.
What about in China?
To go turfing instead of surfing.
Oh, that's good.
Is she a turf? She looks like one.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. She
probably
be.
Isn't. I think she's they, them now, actually.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
I think they, them.
They're they, them.
I think they're they, them.
Respect for her getting in on that, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, respect to her.
Nice thing
buying a little stock in that.
I mean, we're
you know what? That's like gay people's cryptocurrency. Is everyone just going into they just taking a flyer on they?
Yeah,
them.
They're like, I'm sick.
I'll try it.
I'm sick of buying. Yeah. You know,
mine's
regular stocks.
Mine's PLEY/BOI.
Say it again.
PLEY/
Playboy. Oh yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we got the finest whores from Great Barrington.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You think you could get whores out here?
Yeah, you can get whores anywhere.
A couple of chippies.
You know what I like doing? I like looking at Google.
Is that a slang for whores?
Yeah.
I like looking at Google reviews of shitty motels in the middle of nowhere.
In the Old West, I think. Because
most of them are by prostitutes, like local prostitutes.
Right.
You go to their Google account, and it's just like all the reviews of the Motel 6 or the Sheraton.
That's sick.
The Pinewood Inn.
So they would know.
Yeah.
And what do they say?
Well, there's a place I stayed once in Mississippi. I can't remember the name. It was like I was driving. I left New Orleans at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And I drove maybe an hour and a half into Mississippi. So it's somewhere in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up reviews of the place. I can't remember the name. But one guy said, disgusting. There was vomit in the sink and none of the outlets worked. And then he gave the hotel 2 stars.
2?
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
And you stayed there.
What has to happen?
Yeah.
To knock that last star.
Yeah. Out? Why didn't you just sleep in your car?
Yeah.
You didn't stay there. You said you did stay there?
Yeah. I mean, 10 years ago.
How was it, man?
It was fine. I mean, it was terrifying.
Yeah.
It was one of the worst motels I've ever been in.
Yeah.
And he's right. I went in, I was looking for a place to plug in my phone, and it was like, there's no outlet. There were none. I had to pull the bed away from the wall, like hit all the outlets. No TV, nothing in the room. And all the pictures are hilarious because you go to motels, like the first couple of pictures of like shitty motels are always like just the shitty motel itself.
Right.
And
right,
then
right,
like the outside.
Then there's a guy in like a cut off No Fear shirt eating Panda Express at like the little table.
Yeah.
Like a mullet and a mustache and a beer. Just from the weekend, I fucked a prostitute. The weekend, I saved up $25 for a prostitute.
Yeah, the ones where I was in Florida and me and Bobby, I was on tour with Bobby and we weren't spending the night. We just kind of wanted to like, we were driving all day and we were like, let's just like
put your feet
get
up.
A place for a second. Like, we're not going to be that fucking picky about it. And it was clean, but the vibes were all fucked up, which is probably the best case scenario for a place
like
that.
I think that's probably the best case. Mm-hmm.
Dude, it was like one of those places where you go outside, like you, it's like outside and inside at the same time. It's like the rooms are just like kind of covered by like a high up roof, but it's just like outside. And it's just like
there's no
carpet,
front door.
There's no door. It's just kind of like, it's just kind of like, they're just kind of like outside rooms. But not even like those like traditional like motels.
Travel lodge.
It's like it felt like it should have had a front door. You know what I mean? It just felt like they made some weird, and it was like, all the stairs were just like, I don't know. It just, there was something fucked up about it. There's just like neck tattooed motherfuckers just hanging out on the stairs. Like it was like high school.
Yeah.
Like the bad kids like hanging out on the stairs by the gym in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was in Gaithersburg or something like that.
Gaithersburg, Florida.
And let me say, we found a great dim sum place there.
I'm trying to find
this. You'd never believe it. Yeah.
I'm trying to find this fucking hotel.
It was like a fat mirage when we found it, dude. Just me and Bobby spending like...
It just appeared.
We were the only people there. It was like fancy. They had like pictures of them. They had pictures of like famous Chinese people eating there.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty fucking sick.
In Central Florida.
How do you know they're famous?
I at least got Jackie Chan.
That's the only one.
Jackie Chan went there?
Jackie Chan was on the Wall of Fame with the owner.
And he just writes on the headshot, okay, I love you.
Okay, I love you. I believe the guy, who the fuck is that one guy who's in everything?
The Fredo.
Chow Yun Fat?
No. He's like, he was in Big Trouble in Little China. He like talks to him. He's like the weird guide. Or no, maybe he's the bad guy.
Ching Xiaoping?
I don't think that's his
he's
name.
One of
Xiaoping Zhang?
He's one of the characters that talks to the main character.
He's like the... but in a... but in like a very like... Yeah, and yeah. It's not... It's like a...
You'd remember...
A main
he's
way.
He's one of the guys that talks.
It's like okay. In an important way.
Not in a main way.
Not in a main way.
He in a main way.
In like a way that's central to the movie. He might be the bad guy. I don't know. I was high as shit when I saw Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, there's magic in that movie.
There is, which I like. Which cool. I'm always on the...
Stop likes when there's magic.
I like when there's magic because then you don't have to explain anything. It's all magic. You know? You know, I hate when people have to pretend their shit. You gotta, you know...
Then I just remembered the Forrest Gump.
The logic of the world is easier to explain when everything is magic.
Was it Joey Tai?
Maybe.
Or John Lone, the guy from You're the Dragon. John Lone, he's also in The Shadow. This guy.
No, not that guy. Who's Joe Tai?
Joey Tai is the character he plays
In
another movie.
That's a cool name, though.
John Lone.
That's a cool name. He should be. You'd think he's Jewish.
Yeah. He plays Genghis Khan in the descendant of Genghis Khan in and what's it called? He's also in Rush Hour 2, The Shadow, Iceman.
James Hong.
War.
Nice.
James Hong, who's in like 100 things.
Oh, damn. We should watch this. I've never seen this. The Hunted with Christopher Lambert.
I'm in on a Lambert pick.
New York executive, good. Paul Racine.
Yeah, he's like, I think he's Mulan's dad.
I'm a New York executive, and I'm on a business trip in Japan when I meet the stunning, enigmatic Karina. We spend a night together in her hotel room, and I return the next day to retrieve my forgotten keys. But once I'm there, I witness Karina's assassination by Kinjo.
Whoa.
The leader of a ninja cult.
Well, you're giving everything away, dude.
Realizing that I have seen everything, Kinjo will do everything in his power to end the executive's life.
Okay.
Now he's Chinese.
Oh, and he was also in Balls of Fury. You guys ever see that, the ping pong movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that. I got free passes to see it in theaters. Where's the beer? Bad.
The beer pong movie. Remember that?
Beer Fest.
Beer Fest.
Beer Fest. That's a flick.
Yeah.
Now that's a fucking flick, brother.
That is just a plain and simply put, a good movie.
I would watch the fuck out of Beer Fest.
That was where they had to go against different countries in beer. Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. The competition was
so
beer.
You got to throw plenty of stereotypes
and then
in there.
If I remember correctly, it all hinged on a final scene where they remembered to turn Das Boot.
Oh, remember when you would go to one high school party and one guy had a Das Boot?
Oh, from Beer Fest,
dude,
sick dude.
And yeah, oh, that was fucking.
I think
awesome.
That made its way into college briefly too.
For sure.
What's that, drinking beer out of somebody's ass?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, German guys.
You fill them up.
No, I mean, what was that thing where you do it? Somebody would pour beer down someone's asshole, and then everyone would have to drink it?
I don't know.
I think that was in your...
Beer asshole.
In your checkered past.
Beer asshole drink. No, I went
like
to a party at a guy's house.
Like an ass luge?
Yeah. Like a man's ass luge?
Yeah.
It's dripping down his balls and a little bit down his
dick.
We're
getting fucked up tonight. We have a man's ass luge.
Beer asshole drinking game.
Dude, girls love it.
That's one when it's got to be a girl, just because I don't want it running off onto the balls and dick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't particularly want to drink
balls and dick.
I don't particularly want to drink anyone's ass beer.
Yeah,
but I would rather it be just ass and pussy beer.
Yeah,
not
dude.
Ass, dick, and balls.
Same here. 100%.
Yeah,
I don't want fucking any guys.
I don't want nut beer, dude. I'm sorry.
No, that's disgusting. Of course.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for backing me up.
Especially because asses have hair in them.
Especially male ass. That's what I'm saying.
Especially male ass.
You want or I guess a twink. A twink that's already had his... You know what?
Yeah,
I take it back.
He's got to get completely
A
clean.
Twink that's had his enema for the day.
Mm-hmm.
He's had Because
he's
going
to get his ass fucked.
Do they do beer
and
enemas?
And he's had his asshole completely waxed.
Yeah, that's the best guy.
Here's a question. When you go get
a
coffee...
I take it back. They're first. Because their balls are probably really clean, too.
They're front of the line. Oh,
they probably
God.
Have little dicks.
They can't stop showering.
Yeah.
When you go get a coffee enema, is it like oh, I only have single origin?
Yeah.
I'd like a pour over.
Or do they just get put Maxwell House up there?
No. I wouldn't want Maxwell House up my ass.
I go to La Colombe for my coffee enema.
I would want La Colombe up my ass, honestly.
I'd want some La Colombe.
I know you
up
said
there.
That as a joke, but I don't want Folgers up my ass.
No way.
The fuck am I? Unless there's some benefit to it, perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe the good shit is more acidic.
Of course, this is Germans. Coffee enemas may have originated in German physicians searching for a cancer treatment in the early 1900s.
Put coffee up his ass.
Dude, the Germans really did try it all.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
really tried out a lot of different stuff.
Well, sorry. We were throwing shit against the wall
and seeing what's stuck.
We were, you know, all bad about the whole
God,
Jewish thing.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
We really committed to that.
Did we say it on the podcast? Or what was it where it's like they should just give Germany to Israel?
I think I was saying that,
Yeah.
When Andy was on the show a couple months ago.
That's an elegant solution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an elegant solution.
Yeah, until... I'm not going
they
there
They should rejuvenate Germany.
I'm not going there until they give it back.
Yep.
Even
Bring
though
it home.
We never really had it to begin with, but...
Yeah. That honestly would have made so much more sense.
Yeah. It would have been an elegant solution to the final solution.
The final solution.
Stop. Do you ever look for elephant solutions?
And what kind of, like, in terms of elephant problems that I have? I don't get exactly what that would entail.
No,
exactly.
That's it. That's
Could you give
I,
an
just,
example?
I just wanted to visit that world.
Can you give me an example of what an elephant solution might look like?
Okay. Well... Let's say you got you accidentally made a date with two different girls,
mm-hmm.
and you know they they, you know, like you're like in a, it's like a show like Sister Sister where sure. they're like, we'll just, we'll pretend to be each other mm-hmm. or something. But the elephant solution would be to...
I get an elephant to pose as me on one of the dates.
No. You just book the dates.
Oh, that's where I thought it was going.
Yeah. You book the dates at restaurants that are next to each other, and you're so fat, you're sitting at both restaurants.
At both restaurants at the same time.
Yeah. And you're like, that's very interesting. Excuse me while I turn my head for a second.
Yeah.
And then you turn your head, and it's 45 feet away.
That doesn't, yeah.
And you're at a different date.
I don't know about that.
So the solution would be, the elephant solution is that the restaurants are next to each other.
The restaurants are next to each other, and you've smashed a hole in the wall.
Okay. That's cool. And I'm so fat, no one can tell.
Yeah, they're like, they had to modify the restaurant.
Interesting.
So I could sit at the table.
Well, that's
cool.
I hope
you don't mind that half of my body is through the wall.
Yeah.
So you're just like this on one chair, and right. there's a wall here, and you're on a date here, and then the brick wall, and then you're on another date.
Okay.
Right here.
Yeah. No, I've never to answer your
like,
question.
What are these, breadsticks?
To answer your question,
sister.
I've never had an elephant solution.
Never knew how much I missed you.
That would be
an elephant solution
that would
to
still
a complex
get...
problem.
I think a much simpler solution would have been to just
get an
cancel
elephant.
One of the dates and do it on a different day.
But then that would be a
the
simple
regular
solution.
Not an elephant.
Not
an
elephant solution.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay.
That would get tricky because you'd have to...
I'll keep it in mind.
You could have, like, be at the Italian restaurant, get marinara on your face, and then go back over to the Japanese restaurant.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's where you might get in a little trouble.
And she's like, what the hell is that, marinara? And I'm like, it's miso.
It's miso nara.
And can I just say, miso horny for your pussy.
And then she's laughing so hard.
And then she's like, aw.
She forgot.
Exactly.
I have to remember a fat American penis.
She doesn't have to be.
She's
just because we're eating at a Japanese restaurant doesn't mean that she
Well,
has.
When I go to Japanese restaurants, that's what they sound like.
Oh, really?
To me. Because I only go to the real ones.
But, okay. Even your date.
The date sounds like that?
Yes.
Our restaurant is so authentic, your bitch will start talking with a Japanese accent.
Yeah.
Even if she's from fucking Jersey. That would be awesome.
I'm going to be done with ramen finally.
Wow.
Oh, dude, I was saying this a couple months ago.
What? Oh, you were saying it a couple months ago. You were saying, come on. Nick says just an innocuous thing. And you know what? Thanks for saying that, Nick.
It's too much.
Because you said it, and I was like, I'm happy to talk about ramen, but this probably won't lead anywhere that funny.
Of course not.
And then here comes Adam claiming he had the idea to not eat ramen a couple months ago.
Yeah.
No, it was maybe even more than a couple months ago.
He's stewing. Also, by the way,
bullshit.
I don't know if you were here, but
awesome,
we asked your
dude.
Girlfriend if you liked the James Bond movie or not.
What'd she say?
No.
That's bullshit. Ask her.
No.
No, you didn't do that. Now you're lying.
We did.
We've been both saying how much we loved it. We saw it together.
Interesting.
No. That's what she said.
So you're sticking to that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sticking to that, and I'm sticking to this ramen thing. You could ask her when she gets back.
So, okay, Adam, let me ask you, why did you decide you're done with ramen?
It's like too much. It doesn't sound appetizing anymore.
Mm.
If someone brings it up and like, do you want to go there? It's not
hot day. I'm sorry, cold day.
Maybe
cold
day. Maybe when it gets it's starting
little
to get
lunch, it's
again.
A perfect lunch because it's not exactly a dinner, but it's too rich to be a light lunch.
It's a heavy lunch.
It's a heavy lunch.
You feel it
on a cold
day,
though. You know what I'm saying?
You feel a ramen.
You have a salad for dinner.
Yeah,
it's a fucking cold day. You haven't had maybe you had a light breakfast or no breakfast at all. It's a cold day. Maybe you're even a little congested. You want something spicy. Even.
You know when it actually would maybe be all right is if you're very hungover.
Exactly.
And you go at like noon.
Perfect.
That I think maybe
okay.
it would.
But then
I was just kind of ruined by that fish ramen we had.
So good.
Nothing will ever top that.
Yes. But then you can't live your life like that.
As well, unfortunately,
you got to believe, brother.
That's the way my mind.
You got to believe
something else.
You got to believe the next bowl of ramen's coming.
I got my head not only in the past, but in a fake version of the past.
Right.
Where I was happy.
And also, weren't we pretty full when we ate that ramen?
No, mostly I just remember laughing at that guy trying to hit on that Japanese.
With no ability to speak Japanese, and she could barely speak English.
And that. That's what made the
But meal. the fish ramen was incredible.
That was the hardest I've laughed in years, I think.
And yeah, he's just hearing us laugh at him trying to fuck this woman.
Yeah.
That That was really good. That was awesome. That place was good as fuck.
Yeah.
Where was it in the Golden something?
Golden Guy.
Golden Guy.
Mm. Getting guys hard.
Getting guy. Getting guys at Golden,
Golden
Guys.
The Golden Guy is mad cool. It's that, like, alley where everyone gets fucked up.
Yeah, and there's good-ass ramen.
They have one, and then they have a second alley not far from there, just called Piss Alley. And it's like, why did Golden Guy get
Golden
such a better...
Golden Guy or Piss Alley?
Yeah, Golden Guy got such a nicer name.
Maybe there's good pussy at Piss Alley.
Piss Alley, I think, is, like, the slightly more raucous Golden
Guy. Pisty
Alley?
Pisty Alley.
Pisty
Alley.
Yeah,
Ted Danson's pissing in her mouth mm-hmm. on Cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Scientologist.
Is she?
Yeah, big time.
Okay, so this was a couple months ago that you decided this one, ramen, in the heat of the summer.
Maybe even longer than that. But
Nick,
I've been having that running conversation.
I just asked you.
This has been a running conversation I've been having.
With who?
With my girlfriend. And we've been having a running conversation about hamburgers.
Put a date on it. What's the date?
Currently? It's December.
Put a date on you saying you're done with ramen.
I'd say probably early 2021.
Early 2021?
Yeah.
You're saying January.
And I'm saying this because it used... And the only reason I'm saying that is because it used to... I used to fucking love it so much. When we went to Japan the first time, we got it like...
That's exactly what Nick just said.
Yeah, we got it like 20 times.
Well, I'm still on board when it comes to ramen. I still think it's a situational player, but of course
I would rather
always,
have pho.
I've always preferred the Vietnamese food. Soup.
At this point, and it hasn't always been this way, but at this point, I would rather get pho.
I'm definitely in a Vietnamese zone. I've been getting pho. I've been traveling the country, getting Vietnamese food almost in every city. And by the way, shouts out to Minneapolis. That shit is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So good.
New Orleans has good Vietnamese.
Second to find it. But here's my journal entry from December 31st, 2020.
Wow.
And you want to read that?
Bullshit.
Okay, December 21st, 31st, 2020. Okay. I think I'm done with ramen. I'm gay also.
Don't read that
part. I hope no one finds out.
No, don't read that part.
What the hell? All right. If that
wait a second.
Listen,
that part was unpublished.
You'd like to object and say relevance, Your Honor?
Yes.
Overruled. It stays in the record.
No, it stays in the record.
May the stenographer keep that in the record, please.
Well, yeah. Write that down, bitch. Write that down.
But let's say write this part here where it says, I think I'm done with ramen.
Yeah.
December 31st, 2020.
That's true. And then I think I'm gay also, LOL.
It says, I think I'm gay, SLDO.
Oh, so, you clearly misspelled also.
Yeah, which is what they call a Freudian slip when you're wrong about something.
No,
you typo.
That's when you're very right about it. It's when you typo, actually.
Freud was always talking about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. SLDO. Super.
Suck like dicko.
Super suck like dicko.
Mm-hmm. Antonio suck like dicko.
Suck like dicko.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm still on Team Ramen. And okay, you said something about hamburgers, Adam. I'm curious. Now you've piqued my interest.
I've decided that I don't like restaurant hamburgers. Mm. I don't like I like a smashed patty. I don't like a fat fucking restaurant hamburger with a bun.
You don't want any pink.
The bun is fucking just soaking by the end of it.
I'm willing to listen to you in terms of
see, the problem, you
a
know
burger
why,
getting
you know
too unruly.
You know why you don't like those?
Unwieldy.
Because you didn't learn to cut the hamburger in half.
Yeah.
That's a huge part.
That's a huge part.
At a restaurant, you
don't know anything about
that. No, at a restaurant, you have to do
You don't know anything about it.
That's the first thing you do at a restaurant when you have a restaurant burger.
That's the first thing someone else might do. You didn't know about it.
You haven't heard about it.
You're learning about it
now. My father taught me that when I was a child.
He didn't teach you anything.
Yes, he did.
He doesn't know anything.
Those kinds of burgers weren't even around when you were a child.
Yeah.
100% they were.
They're new.
A restaurant burger?
A big-ass burger with the big-ass brioche buns and shit. That's new.
Yeah. Here's the thing, okay?
The cutting in half preserves it.
This goes beyond this.
You bit into it, you were squeezing the burger and the ingredients
the tomato flopped out.
Yeah, the tomato got squished, soaked the bun.
Tomatoes shouldn't
even be on
burgers.
Ruined the mayonnaise.
Oh, shut the
tomatoes
hell up.
Shouldn't be on burgers and
shut
lettuce shouldn't be on
burgers. Shut the fucking
this
hell
is the
up.
Thing.
It should be very simple.
Shut the hell up.
If you don't cut up hamburger, this is the kind of shit you say.
No.
This is what you shouldn't have tomatoes. And no. I'm not.
Tomato adds nothing to the experience.
It adds a nice fucking contrast in flavor and fucking temperature, even.
A tomato
and
does color. Nothing.
And color. Pop a color.
What is color in your mouth?
It's listen, you give me a little tomato, and here's where you
tomato does nothing.
A tomato with
it's
a little.
It's taken me a while to realize that. Because I always thought tomato was
mind.
Just part of a hamburger.
You're out of your fucking
real
mind.
Quick, the color purple, that movie is about eggplant?
Yeah.
It's not about that at all.
Okay.
But we don't have to talk about it right now. It's actually just a very moving book that we don't have to
a book.
And it's a
discuss.
Movie.
Yeah.
Was it a book?
It was a book.
I thought it was just a Steven Spielberg movie.
I think it was Stephen King wrote it.
Oh, and did then, he?
Yeah.
No, he did.
Yes, I think he did.
The spooky
the
black
the color
people.
Purple.
It was about the scare. It was about
and Oprah's like, ooh, we're moving in.
It has to be the most lazily named book of all
respect.
Time.
Respect yeah. to him for that yeah. one.
It.
Yeah, it's a fucking clown
it's
or a
it.
Fucking spider.
Yeah.
And it fucks kids, I guess. I don't know.
It's scary.
Give me $1 million. That shit does suck, dude.
Wait, I didn't realize.
Stephen King, the cum town of books.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was telling me Stephen recently? King. Was it Will Menaker that Stephen King does mad drugs?
That makes sense.
Fucked up.
Yeah, apparently there was one book
I
he wrote.
Knew that.
He doesn't remember writing at all.
I love that.
He's I was like, that guy's drunk. Probably sober. He works really hard. He's written thousands and thousands of pages.
No.
But I guess he does it by just getting fucked
I
up.
I love that. I respect him a lot more now than yeah. at the beginning of this.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's like some people, like, they love, like, he writes books the way we do absolutely nothing and
right.
sit around doing nothing.
We've done probably thousands of hours of this.
Of this, which is, and now.
On drugs.
Now evolved into a thing where it's like, it's not even remotely close to comedy.
No.
It's arguing about hamburgers.
which
I
like want
to get back
people
to, by
like
the way.
Part.
Which
people
I want
like
to get back
part.
To, and you're
we
out of your fucking mind. You're out
it.
Of your fucking mind. Tomato doesn't fucking belong.
No,
you need a pop of freshness and crispness. Same thing with lettuce.
No. Here's where a tomato.
It's cold. It's crisp.
Here's
you put a little mayonnaise.
Here's the deal.
Here's where
a little
tomato,
mayo to fucking
tomato,
get it all together.
Here's the deal.
Here's where tomato doesn't belong, pal. On a cheesesteak.
Agreed.
And which you probably do that. You're a non-burger cutting tomato cheesesteak eating faggot.
No way. Why would I put a tomato on a cheesesteak but not a cheeseburger?
I would sometimes, if a cheesesteak is very fresh, put a tomato on there.
Hell
sometimes.
Yeah, dude. This is the best. These are all the best drugs. King used cocaine, Xanax, Valium, NyQuil, beer, tobacco, and marijuana.
And I love that.
Hell
just being
yeah.
so fucked up, being like a fucking clown.
It's a clown.
A scary ass motherfucking clown, dude. And yeah. we're in Maine. And the kids, they're shit, dude. What these kids fucking, they got to fuck the clown up.
Didn't in the book, we talked about this. Didn't they like fucking fuck the girl in it? And it was weird. But then they took it out of the movie.
I've never read a single Stephen King book.
Me neither.
Me neither. What the fuck did I just read?
Stephen King's Scariest Monster, Addiction.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Shut
a good
the
headline.
Fuck up. Whoever fucking wrote that
Shut
should be slapped.
Up.
Who,
Shut
say their
up.
Name. Say their name so we can say fuck them.
Yeah, it's not drug addiction if you're a successful fucking you know.
Yeah, if you're crushing it, you're not addicted. It's
not
a drug
addiction.
No, he's still alive.
Yeah.
He's still healthy.
That's the thing I hate 12-step people do is they're like, he's powerless. It's like, well, he has $80 billion.
Yeah, he's powerless. Maybe, but he's like on a fucking awesome water slide going down.
Just because you killed your daughter.
He's not rolling down shit. Yeah, he's on the way to school. Yeah.
Oh, he's not you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So apparently, after his mother died, he just started drinking so much that he doesn't remember writing Cujo. That's the book
you were
talking
about. The dog.
Mm-hmm. And he said he was blackout at his mother, giving the eulogy at his mother's funeral.
Respect. She's fucking awesome, dude. She was just fucking a cool fucking mom, dude.
She fucking ruled.
I fucking love her.
Yeah, let me run this by.
I fucking love her.
Let me run this by y'all real quick as a fucking clown.
Yeah, so by the way, and one of her favorite things was my story.
And he lives in the trash.
So apparently at his intervention, they like went through his office and his house and everything, and they dumped it out in front of him. I think it's called Dumping the Rug. Mm. And it included beer cans, cigarette butts, grams of cocaine, Xanax, Valium, NyQuil, Robitussin, and mouthwash.
My man had the Roby on deck just for old time's sake sometimes. He's like, yes,
you know it's a cool drug addict move is drinking mouthwash but not brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, he's been sober since since
like
the
1980.
80s.
Yeah.
Oh, boo! He's fuck him again.
Yeah,
man.
We hate him.
Fuck him! Isn't this book The Mist? It's just like a cloud, and yeah. It's evil.
Evil
Get
cloud.
The fuck out of here! I could write that shit.
Yeah, me
the
too.
Pissed.
Yeah, that's me.
The guy that's pissed off.
That's me reading one of his gay ass books. Yeah. And being like, this sucks, dick.
Stavros turned I page five.
What's
his
shit?
Like,
it's just it's like goosebumps for adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steven yeah, it is. Yeah.
And you know what? They already got Goosebumps for adults. It's called the Goosebumps.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's the level.
R.L. Stein never said it was for kids.
No, he's just a stupid guy.
He writes.
He's really
books.
Fucking stupid. That's the hardest verse. That's the hardest verse he could fucking.
Mm-hmm. It came from under the sink. Mm-hmm. I remember reading that one.
It sucked from under my balls.
The one about the thing in the basement.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember. All any right,
R.L. Stein net worth. You want to guess?
R.L. Stein net worth.
Yeah.
All right. $85 million.
I'm going. Are we doing Price is Right rules?
Yeah, you got to be under. Let's
say. What you say, $84 million.
I won't do that. I'll be a gentleman.
$85 million.
No. I think it's gonna be over.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm gonna be a gentleman. I'll say $200 million.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. On the nose.
I mean, that's the estimated number.
Suck my dick, you motherfucker.
I want to guess again.
Yeah,
wait,
go
bitch,
again.
I beat you
stop.
At it. What do you mean? I already guessed. $200 million.
We're doing it again. We're going again, but no. I go first.
This guy rules.
Yeah.
This time I go first.
This guy rocks.
Yeah. What if something was scary? Boo. It's the ghost that lived in the basement.
Oh, there was one housing department. There was one about a boo. Mm-hmm. There was one about
it's the zoning enforcement.
The dummy
task force.
Dummy that was scary.
Yeah. It's 311 enforcing the Section 8 rules. Brian was having the summer of his life until five of his 17 apartment complexes
reported him for mold.
Incurred fines.
Then one of his tenants.
It came from Africa by way of the British, but for some reason, I'm the one paying reparations and fines.
Isn't he gay too?
R.L. Stein?
I think so.
He's gay?
I believe he's a homosexual.
Come on, dude.
I'm not even
He's one of the straightest guys ever.
I'm not even saying not, and, no. And I'm not just saying that because he looks like you.
He's been married to Jane Waldhorn since 1969.
What is R.L. stands for Rocky Love, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rocky Love Stein.
Rocky Love Stein.
He was a wrestler.
Are you sure he's married to a woman?
I'm pretty sure.
I have
sure
it on
he's
good authority.
Married.
And that being,
I don't know, man. He was right about the money. He's probably right about the gay.
You heard.
And when I say I heard,
let me ask you this:
in elementary school, someone said he was gay.
Like,
what kind of straight man
gay.
Has $200 million?
Yeah, that's right. A good question. That's
a straight right. man either has $0 or $1 billion.
Exactly right.
There's
his
no
son,
in between.
His son, their only child, works in the music industry.
Maybe he's gay.
Mm. Yeah. What's he play? The skin flute.
Woo.
Got his ass.
How about R.L. Stein Jr.? You're sucking that dick.
J.R. Stein.
J.O. Stein.
Rocky Jr.
Rocky Jr., right. The dick-sucking captain.
Yeah.
The capitan.
Dude, we watched Hocus Pocus last night.
Yeah, Sav and I were high.
Yeah, shouts out to the pass.
So Nick could only make it 10 minutes in.
Oh,
Sav and I had
pass.
To.
What the fuck did
we had to watch the
Thor
whole
Birch's parents were both deep throat?
Yeah,
fucking,
they were in deep throat.
They were, oh, they were in deep throat. Throat.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you said that they were both like deep throat specialists.
No, they were both.
And that her fucking like parents met sucking a dick
so
no,
that's the riff
they
we
met.
Did.
That was, yeah, I thought we were joking around.
Oh,
yeah. We did a riff that her father, yeah, and her mother were both great at.
I misheard.
Yeah.
And now I'm
no,
upset.
They were both in the famous pornography deep throw with what's her name?
Just imagining her parents sharing a dick like the lady in the Tramp Dogs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just some Italian chef.
That's romantic.
Start sucking the balls. Yeah, the other right. one start mm-hmm. sucking the head.
And we met in the middle of a dick. Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm. That would be romantic.
That would be really romantic.
Let me find her mom's name because she had huge tits.
Yeah, I found a picture of her mom. That
and
was
I'd
after
like,
Nick had given up on Hocus Pocus. On
and
like Stav
like,
and I who wanted to see it through.
We wanted to see what
happened.
How about
Lickus Dickus?
Yeah.
Lickus Dickus. Yeah. That's good. Oh, shit.
I'm seeing an updated picture of Thora Birch with some big ass titties, but I'm looking at Thora Birch mom.
Chokas Kakas.
Chokas Kakas.
So then also
Carol Connors.
Carol Connors, she had some big ass titties. I looked
humongous breast of rooms.
Let's check it out. If you're listening at home, you can play along by Googling Carol O'Connor penis.
So then her
Jack Birch is her dad. Let's see. I looked at her.
So her
I looked at her
star,
mom's I looked at breasts. I didn't look at her dad's penis. Let's check it out.
I already tried to
you
find
try
it.
Try this. Carol Connor's penis.
That's good.
See if the mom has the dick.
She probably has one in her mouth.
She sucks.
Carol Connors and John Holmes porn videos.
That's awesome.
John Holmes, man. What a legend that guy was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think she sucks her husband's cock in Deep Throat.
Yeah, it's romantic.
Maybe
honestly.
That's where they met on set.
Yeah, you know, for me, I can't really blast knowing that these two porn actors aren't fully in love.
Yeah, so this was
that's what I need, mm-hmm. you know?
Jack Birch cock on hot. No, this is. Now, I. Okay.
So Jack
this
Birch,
is a trans woman jacking off. I don't know how we got here. maybe Birch is the trans lady's name, and
so
she's
Jack
jacking her birch cock.
Oh, that's yeah, like a tree, a birch tree.
Yeah, I can't find his cock anywhere.
So her dad ran her career as a child actor.
Hilarious.
And she did the topless scene in Sam Mendes's American Beauty in 1999 at 16 years old.
Wow.
And she had to get parental permission.
Oh, that must have been a really tough sell.
Yeah.
On the birch.
And
the
then they
cock-sucking
they deemed
birch
that
family.
It was necessary to her character's arc to show
that's
her,
wild. That
show her 16-year-old
They're showing
16-year-old
breasts.
This is what I found out while
that's
we were watching Hocus Pocus.
I never saw
American Beauty.
American Beauty. Well, honestly? I never thought he was Kevin Spacey was funny.
Yeah, I never thought it
I
was.
I never thought it. So I'm glad he's canceled.
I'm glad he.
No, I never saw American Beauty. I didn't get. I would rather watch American Pie.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. the kind of guy I was.
I'd rather watch mm-hmm. fucking American
What is American
Gladiators.
Beauty about? Like fucking.
It's
a guy
about
cheating on his wife with a child?
No, guys, his wife is cheating on him.
Oh, so he's yeah. beating off to fucking a child.
Yeah, then he. Yeah,
so
it's a guy who's
scene?
Like. It's a. Guy, like upper middle class guy with
who's getting
spinning
cucked?
Out. Basically.
I see.
And then
he doesn't fuck in the movie.
His next door neighbor is Chris Cooper, who's a Nazi, who's mm-hmm. also gay. For
really?
Him. Yeah, he's gay for him.
Does he fuck him?
And then there's a kid that does video art of a bag. It's pretty famous. And then his daughter's Thora Birch.
Oh, Kevin Spacey's daughter's Thora Birch?
Yeah, and she shows her titties.
To who? The gay
to
guy?
The next door neighbor, like through her bedroom window, she takes her top off while he's filming.
I
her.
See.
Because he's like,
wait, that was
like
what they needed to show?
He's like an autistic kid.
They couldn't just fake it?
That likes filming things.
Right, right.
Yeah. Is that a good description of that movie, Nick?
Chris Cooper kind of looks like a Chinese grandma.
He does.
You know?
Around the eyes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the mouth. It's eyes and mouth. Yeah.
When you come in my house, you take your shoes off. You
take your shoes off, you put on some of these little paper slippers.
Where's my kimono? Has anyone seen my kimono? Well, I lost my kimono.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, so Jack Birch's cock, if you guys have a picture of that, send it to Adam so he can show us.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary, and I just want to say happy holiday season.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, I mean, this is my favorite time of year, personally. Yeah.
It's cold. We just went through that big blizzard.
Mm-hmm. Chestnuts roasting
mm-hmm.
on an open fire.
Sucking penis.
Chestnuts fucking me in my ass.
Putting chestnuts in my ass and mouth.
Yeah.
Getting fucked by two black guys.
This is what we're probably, what's going on right now is, what do you think's going to happen? Do you think the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, on or off?
What do you mean?
Is he found on?
Everything seems like they're going to fucking let him off.
Yeah, so he lets him off. Do you think that there's going to be rioting, or that only happened during because people were in quarantine?
I think there probably will be some stuff. If that guy gets off, yeah, there'll be some shit going on.
Okay, do you think the media will cover
Wisconsin?
It?
No.
Or no, they won't.
I don't think
They'll
so.
They'll ignore it.
Well, although they do love it, though.
But oh, they love a nice riot.
Do they, though? I think it's like, what's the, why would you show it, though, now? Does it make the president look bad?
I don't know. To take fuck. I don't fucking care. Actually, I just realized.
I don't care either. I'm just not trying to say things.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
I think
I'm just trying to say things until. Oh look, Jesse James is trending.
Let's see what's going on with him.
But it's.
It's the road dog, Jesse James.
It's about.
That wasn't his name, was it?
Was the wrestler?
Was the road dog named Jesse James? Who would do the little punches?
I think so.
One, two. Yeah. Three. Really, his name was Jesse James.
Well, I'm the kind of guy that gets fucked up his ass.
I forgot it. Yeah, I guess that was him.
I'm the guy that gets fucked.
They get my dick in my ass.
I get a dick
fucked.
In my ass.
I get a dick inside my ass.
We get the king's penis.
Oh, we forgot about the king's penis.
We forgot about Motel 6.
Well, we can't do that one.
That's just.
But the king's penis is really. The idea is. It's a lot like the king's speech.
The king's speech, but so it's 1940s. Two,
yeah,
and the King George the Sixth has to give to show his penis to the people of England
on the radio
because they found out that Hitler had a micro penis,
right?
So to boost morale after
during
the Blitz, the bombing of London, he has to show his penis to prove that England, but he also has a micro penis,
yeah,
and so he has to get big dick lessons from Jeffrey Rush. And he's like, my penis is small, and then they teach him how to have a big dick. And at the end of the movie, he goes out. He's like, here's my dick, dick, everyone.
Look at my cock. And everyone's like,
yeah,
it's 3 inches.
Hail Britannia.
Yeah.
But he still has a stutter. They don't do anything.
Yeah, they don't fix a stutter.
No, they don't. Yeah.
And that's the king's penis.
But his dick is really nice now.
It's nice, yeah.
And they use stage makeup techniques also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, they put a shadow on his thighs.
Yeah, like contouring.
They contour it so that his thighs look smaller.
Yeah, his dick
and
has...
his balls like, look smaller.
His dick has
his dick
huge cheekbones.
Huge. Yeah, and they shave his pubes completely.
Yeah. They make his dick look like Divine.
Yeah. Come suck me. Come suck me.
And then we got Motel 6.
No, and then we got the rule that Jamaicans pass so you can fuck one guy.
Yeah, Jamaicans are lining up. It's so funny because it's like we do the show, we do the podcast during the day, and then we just get through it. Mics get turned off, and then we're in the zone.
We're really in the zone. The Jamaican, we've talked about it before. We should do.
I think maybe cans off. That might help.
You want cans off?
Yeah. Now it doesn't feel like I'm at work anymore.
Okay. Perfect.
Now we're just hanging out.
Now we're hanging out.
What we need is fucking. Like a Janet Jackson on stage mic.
Janet Jackson, this guy, and then also I need to get those peanut butter filled pretzels out.
That is big.
And then maybe some Vicodin.
Some Vicodin would be good.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah, I'm all for. Like I say, this week ravages my body.
Yeah, I was at the town store the other day.
What was
the
NIGG baby?
I don't know about that.
We can't do that one. All right.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say that on the show. Actually. What you already said.
I don't know. I mean, it is pretty good.
Anyway.
N-I-G-G-O.
No, absolutely not. I would not. I don't think you should be spelling it, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah, I think
honest.
You can't say it or spell it.
You can't spell it, but if it's the song,
you shouldn't spell
it fits.
You shouldn't spell it.
You don't say it.
I would like to state for the record, I am against spelling it.
All right, what's the time stamp?
40.
Yeah, we'll remember that.
It's it's like the 47-minute mark.
Mm-hmm.
The 47, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Really
good. See, you have a nice treat where you have no idea what the time is, Adam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it sneaks up on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially episode like this where we really haven't said anything except argue about you claiming you liked ramen.
Yeah.
Or you were out on ramen first.
That's good, though. Adam's right. This is what people really like.
Yep.
Is when it's
just bad.
Three incredibly dumb, inarticulate people. Not saying...
whose stomachs hurt. Who've been on drugs the night before. Who had a big breakfast and are sluggish. And said, you know what? No, we're doing it anyway.
Yeah. It's heartwarming.
They get a peek behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what we do need to do, though?
What?
We need to go buy a pork shoulder.
We got to just, yeah, we definitely buy a pork shoulder. We also have to just transition to making this a celebrity gossip thing, because that is the lowest, the second lowest, maybe third lowest form of entertainment is celebrity gossip.
What's the first two?
Well, the second is a one-man show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we all know what the first is.
What is the
one-woman show.
Yeah. All right, I guess I kind of put those as a tie, one and two, but no. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I'm reading an interview right now with R.L. Stine about where they're asking about why he tweeted Shakira, Shakira.
And what did he say?
He said, oh, this won't take long. I don't have many answers for you. It's obviously a momentary lapse in sanity.
What? He was so horny for Shakira. You think R.L. Stine?
I think he was just listening to the song and he got fired up.
The hips don't lie.
Oh,
song.
Baby, when you talk like
when
that.
When you talk like this.
You make my little penis go hard.
You make my penis get hard.
Oh. Shakira, you're lovely.
What happened to Shakira? They sent her back to Mexico.
No, she's from Colombia.
They sent her back to Colombia.
She's still a big star.
I believe she married. Wasn't the guy from Real Madrid?
I just want to be a little Mexican elbow, get my face shoved in Spanish Sesame Street ladies' tits.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
that would be really cool to be a clown.
Yeah,
a clown on a Mexican.
I'm gonna learn Spanish and just move to Mexico. What was that video of fucking Mateo, where he's being interviewed on some late night show and like. In some Latin American country.
Yeah,
he's just being interviewed by a clown.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Because he's fluent in Spanish.
He speaks five languages.
He's crazy. Yeah. He's so fucking talented.
Yeah.
He went to art school. Have you seen his like drawings?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And not only that, but like fine art. He like can paint too.
Yeah.
He can sing. He can paint. He's fucking funny. Yeah. He's like a
super talented guy.
And he's ripped.
Yeah.
What a fucking guy.
But. Fucking Italian, so
he is Italian.
Whoop, just
crossing every one of those things off. Fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, he's gay. He doesn't have to fucking deal with women if he doesn't.
Yeah.
In fact, here's what I really respect: the gay guys have started doing.
Mm.
Not only do they not hang out with women, some of them start dressing like women. Yeah, like we can be better at this than you.
And they are. Yeah.
You mean trans people or transvestites?
No, I mean,
what happened to transvestites?
I think it's a slur now.
Is it?
No, is it?
I think so.
No, because it has to be men that just like wearing women's clothes.
Yeah, I agree. With
that's
that.
A cross-dresser.
I like that it's called vestite. Like there's
vestite.
A vest involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
which is weird because that's just a purely gay thing.
Transvest in black businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we need to transvest. I got you.
Just going in a dress and picking a fight.
Yeah, no, I mean drag queens.
Damn,
because Mateo's friends with all the drag queens too, like the good ones, top of the line.
I want to get that T-shirt that it says "Invest in Black Businesses." Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah,
I forgot about buying that T-shirt.
Yeah, I think you missed the boat on that.
I bet I'm gonna check eBay. You probably get it on Redbubble. Where they just like remake people's
T-shirts.
They
steal everyone's
designs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They rock.
How about Turd Bubble? That'd be cool.
What about Pink Bubble? And it's Adam's little balls.
That'd be cool.
Adam's pink little balls. Your balls are pink.
Pink bubbles.
You got two little pink bubbles.
Why do you say little?
How about Radio Shack? And it's Shaquille O'Neal, but it's a retarded version of it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. He's crossing his eyes.
And it's a store? Or
welcome to Radio Shack.
Yeah.
I know you thought I was retired before, but now we turn you to the next level.
Dude, honestly, if you had like $100,000, I bet Shaq would do it. He does every single commercial of all time. He does the General.
Mm-hmm.
He does, Papa John's.
Icy
I really
Papa
like
Jones.
That Papa John's commercial. I hate most commercials.
Should we get some Papa John's?
The
for
one
dinner?
Where he goes,
just start going fully off.
He goes
the rails.
Into a Papa John's in disguise. He has a wig and a mustache on, and he's like. And he asks to get the stuffed crust pizza, and he's like, "All right, guys, I was just kidding, it's me." And then the guy at the Papa John's counter is like, "Yeah, I know, it's you." That's the commercial.
That's a good
man. You want are there any other commercials you like that you want to just talk about?
Yeah, let's just talk about commercials.
Do
you remember the one where Domino's changed the ingredients, or they had pasta for a while?
They did.
They're
we're
opening a 5-star restaurant in New York City.
Yeah.
And they invite all these people.
Oh, I remember
and
that.
Serve them like fucking Sterno lit. like
microwaved pasta,
shitty pasta from Domino's, and then the chef comes out. He's like, "I just want to let you know, all the food tonight was delivered by Domino's." And then everyone in the restaurant starts like clapping.
That's so funny.
That's a great commercial.
I mean,
the ones that insult your intelligence. Are the
I don't
best
have ones. Yeah. Because like at first you're like, "This is bullshit," but then you're like, "Well, they're clapping."
Yeah,
I might as well try it one time, see what the applause was about in this commercial that
did
they
you ever
paid
have
for.
It?
I don't know if I ever had.
You know what I'm interested in is a papadilla.
What's that?
It's a Papa John's quesadilla, where you basically fucking fold over a pizza.
Wait, so you can eat it fast?
I think, but you know, whatever it is.
When I worked there, they made you call the portobello mushrooms, the papabella mushrooms. When you get hired, you have to do like these gay ass training modules
like
on the computer.
Yeah.
One of them was great because it was about like, you know, like fucking not harassing people in work. And so, like, I remember the training module was like a white guy being like, "Kumar's food smells fucking disgusting." They're like, "Is this bad? Yes or no?"
Yeah.
You're the CEO of a company. It's going to take you 8 months to stop saying the N-word. He's the fucking king for that.
I
He's
love
like,
him.
"I'm hoping to get it out of my vocabulary by next summer."
But let's be realistic.
He fucking rules, dude.
Okay.
That video he did where he's fucking red as shit, and that's
always drunk.
Stay tuned.
And you know what? That was before coronavirus, dude. He said a reckoning was coming.
John Schlatter.
Maybe he
called
knew,
it.
Bro. Maybe he knew.
He lost his company though, right?
It's gonna be a reckoning. Yeah, that's why Shaq bought in.
Shaq
saw the fucking. They were Shaq's like, "We need a black celebrity." Oh, yeah. Shaq was like,
"Yeah, Papa John. Papa John has a podcast on the Compound Media now."
Yeah, him and Gino Visconti.
That's a lovely stoop, too.
That would be fucking awesome. Yeah, he's on. He's just getting ground. He's getting his dick grinded on by a porn star.
Yeah,
that was one of the best showbiz moments of my life.
Yeah, when they had you put on a onesie.
When I was on a onesie, so I'm like,
was I there for that?
Yeah,
I
think
you were at the desk.
Yeah,
and I was on the couch.
Yeah,
and that just a weird looking porn star.
I remember that. Yeah,
dryly jacking my face.
I remember that. That show was got weird because. She was sitting there making all these, like, saying all this racist
shit.
She
was being
earnestly.
So racist. Yeah, yeah.
And then I fucking, like, I said something about autistic people, and she's like, "My brother's autistic."
Yeah,
and it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's funny.
Yeah.
And then she's
like, "They're apes."
And then she tried to, like, argue with you.
Yeah.
And then they were like, "Why don't we send her over there to."
She's clearly drunk in the middle of the day.
Yeah, oh, dude, she was all fucked up.
Yeah.
What the fuck was her name?
Tatiana.
Tatiana.
Milando, I think.
Yeah. That would be awesome. Yeah. Tatiana Milando.
If I had to guess, I think
that's
what
her name would. Porn stars to just, I don't know, maybe suck me off while we do the podcast.
We should, dude. But honestly, it's time.
Didn't Skanks do that or something?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, because I remember Ralph telling me about it. He's like, "Oh, dude, we did blowjob karaoke."
Yeah.
He was like, "Yeah, we had porn stars come in and suck me and Jay's dick while we tried to sing songs." I was like, "Well, it's good to see you,
dude." We literally should do that just for riffs, though.
Well, this does need to transition into being, you know, just. He's like, we gotta do the morning zoo hits.
Yep.
Yeah,
as long as this shit has to continue going until
we gotta get Scumbag Vinny back.
We do need Vinny back. Actually.
We gotta get Gene DiNapoli back.
Last time I checked, Vinny was selling my cell phone number to people.
God damn.
Should we call him on the cell phone?
Yeah. It was like,
honestly, yeah. We
the last
call
time I
him
talked to him,
episode.
he was like, "Bro, I would never do that." And it's like, I know you would. I don't.
Yeah, yeah. You're a man with no scruples whatsoever.
Yeah, that's why you're a scumbag, Vinny.
You're one of the biggest
But it's also, I expect you to lie to me about it. Too.
People ask
exactly.
He's like unprompted.
That's people ask
He's like, "Bro, I would never do that to you."
Yeah.
And it's like, we're not friends. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. We're not friends and you're a fucking weird bad person.
I know, which is actually extremely endearing to me.
Totally, because you can't hide it.
Because I've said it before, he's monolithic.
Yeah,
there's no. It's like, you know, when somebody's bad at busting balls.
Of course,
it's not the problem. Isn't that you're an asshole? It's that you're a fraud.
Right, right.
You
right.
know.
Yes.
Whereas if somebody just they do that, they're just a piece of shit. You can't really get mad at them.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't he come down to Funny Moms?
He popped on. He graced the stage.
He drove down.
He did.
His best line ever was like, "I can come do the show whenever you want, bro. I'm just 85 minutes away from the city."
I have multiple messages from him. When can I come back to the Cumtown? Bro, this one's really sad. I don't know if I want to read it.
Yeah but he thrives in that environment.
October 6th.
Just taking,
being depressed.
Taking, taking all those people's money for the castle.
Being depressed. He's trying to get at you with depression.
Taking all those people's money to do the Castle BAM show or whatever. And then canceling everything.
Of course.
And then moving it to like a fucking like event space in a strip mall somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like bands not even there. It's just some like band from Central Jersey.
Yeah.
Not refunding any money and then just going to Disney World.
Just leave it.
Posting pictures, of a Mickey Mouse fitted on.
Yeah. Didn't they make a guy like sit and piss or whatever?
Yeah, they got. He was like, "Yeah, we got a piss hot tub. Everybody pisses in it all day." Oh, I think it's the stop button.